done there. AVPA, which stands for Age Verification Providers Association, is an umbrella group for the industry around the world. Their spokesman is Ian Corby, and he joins us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is there a way to establish that a 12-year-old is a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old is a 13-year-old, first of all, online?
Yes, absolutely there is. I mean, the UK leads the world in this technology because we were prepared for it back in 2017 when the Digital Economy Act was going to introduce age verification for hardcore pornography online. And we've been developing sort of two ways of doing this. One is the sort of traditional age verification where you rely on an actual date of birth, which might come from an identity document like a passport or a driver's license or your bank or your credit reference agency. And the other is more sort of newer age estimation technology, which can now, you know, estimate based on your face or your voice how old you are within perhaps a year and a half of your actual age.
Right. But at the moment, there are tools supposedly in place, and yet people just, youngsters can just put in the wrong date online. They can borrow somebody else's documents to, if they need further proof. It's pretty easy to get online now, isn't it, when you shouldn't be?
Well, yes, I suggest that there isn't much in place at the moment. Most sites will, if they do anything, just ask kids to tick a box or to enter their date of birth. And some of them don't even let you enter a date of birth that makes you look too young. So what sites need to do is begin to approach this in a sort of proportionate way. So perhaps when you're opening an account at 13 on social media, these sort of approximate estimation techniques would be sufficient. But then when we're looking at some of the legal limits that apply at 18, those sites might want to double check that you are actually now 18 with a sort of harder age verification technique. I mean, we know that a third of children currently have profiles where they claim they are over 18. Ofcom published that research very recently. And this is because kids are lying when they're 9 or 10 to try to open that account at 13, which may in itself not be the most dangerous thing they could do. But then those websites are assuming they've turned 18 when in fact they're still only 14 or 15.
OK, but there's nothing in the proposals today, presumably, that would insist there were further gateways at certain points as you age.
I think there are, because it will put a duty on these large platforms to use the best technology available to discern the age of their users, and to do so in a manner that is proportionate to the level of risk that they pose. So, you know, they'll either have to reduce the amount of risk on those platforms, or they'll need to make sure that children are not exposed to it. All we're doing here is trying to impose norms in society that we've experienced for over 100 years in the real world. But as we move into the metaverse and spend more of our time online, it's absolutely critical that, you know, some of these standards are simply transferred into the virtual world.
And from the way you're talking, it's very doable, is it?
Completely. Yeah, absolutely. I don't think this is a technical problem at all. There are obviously political questions around it which need to be overcome. But the big issue, I think, is that parents may believe that when this bill is passed in the spring, the internet is safer for their children. But sadly, Ofcom have said it's going to take them at least 3 years to implement this legislation. And that's not really good enough, given that when the French decided to impose age verification for pornography, the big sites reacted and imposed it within 10 days. So we really need to get on and do this, particularly for some of this very harmful content.
Ian Corby, thank you very much.